Am I on? Yeah, I'm on. Good. On the last few weeks, we've been journeying through the first few chapters of the book of Genesis. We started with the story of creation, where in the first story of creation, we see God creating things. And as he creates the water and the land, he says it is good. And he creates other things and he says it's good. And he comes to humanity and he says it is very good, right? So we move into this space of God starting in this story with creating, and not just creating, but creating goodness, creating beauty and sowing God's beauty into the world. And then we look at the second creation story and we see how sometimes as God has gifted us not only with goodness, but the ability to have agency, to choose, to make free will choice, that sometimes we as God's people choose to hurt ourselves, to hurt others, to hurt God, and to hurt the world. By turning from the nature with which God had created in us and acting and being less human in this world. Now today we come to a new point in this story, a point about a new set of people. It's the story of Abram and Sarah. Abram and Sarah tell us something about our faith. They also tell us something about God. And then they tell us something about what it means to be fully alive. Now, Abraham and Sarah, when they meet God in this moment, they're living a life of privilege. They're in a city called Ur. And they had wealth, they were landowners, they were of the privileged class. But most of all, they were comfortable. I don't know about you, but I like to be comfortable. But God meets them in the midst of their comfort and invites them out of their comfort. He asks this couple to get up, to leave their comfort, and to go to a place that he's not gonna tell them about yet. Not about you, but if God talks to me by email or directly and says, Rustin, you're really comfortable. I want you to go someplace I'm not gonna tell you about. My general response to that is, I'm all set, God, I'm comfortable. I don't need to move from this place, but Abram and Sarah decide to enter into this life of adventure with God as wanderers. They leave their land, they leave their people, they leave everything that they know, and they enter into this life of adventure. Now, God makes some promises to them as they're leaving with God. He doesn't just say, come with me to a place I'm not gonna tell you about. He says, come to me to a place I'm not gonna tell you about, but I'll make you some promises first. So promise, it was one promise that had two parts. The first part of the promise was that God would bless them. Over and over in the book of Genesis, he tells Abram and Sarah, who will become Abraham and Sarah, he tells them, Abraham, I'm going to bless you, and I'm gonna make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. That's my promise. You follow me and I'm gonna bless you beyond your wildest imagination. Like, see this beach that we're walking on, Abraham? All of this sand is not gonna compare to those that come after you. But the blessing of God doesn't stop there. He says, follow me and I'll bless you. But the whole point of me blessing you is so that you can be a blessing to all peoples. Now, I looked it up this week. The word all in Hebrew. And guess what it means? All. It means all. It's fascinating, right? The word all in Hebrew actually means all. God isn't pretending that some people are gonna be blessed by Abraham and his descendants. He's saying all peoples of the earth will be blessed because of the blessing I'm giving you. Now, many of us come to this idea of faith or trust in God, and we come to it as merely assenting to a set of ideas. But here in the life of Abraham and Sarah, we see that it's actually entering into this kind of wild, unknown adventure with somebody that we can trust. But here's the cool part about the adventure. It's not about us. This adventure that God is inviting us into, yeah, it changes us and it shapes us, but it's actually an adventure that shapes the entire world around us. So Abraham and Sarah's story tells us something about faith, but Abraham and Sarah's story tells us something about God as well. See, God is not the tribal deity of one chosen group of people. God in this blessing says, I'm going to be a God for everyone. It's not just about you and your peoples, Abraham. It's about everyone. So God is not this tribal deity of just one group. And God is not for us and against other people. So if our paradigm of faith is about telling people who's in and who's out, by very nature, our paradigm is broken. The God of Abraham is instead one who is for us while simultaneously being for others. God loves everyone, everywhere, in all times, without exception. Now, I don't know about you, but that makes me a little uncomfortable. There's certain people I want God to dislike. There's certain people I want God to, in fact, hate. There's certain people that I would like God to remove off the face of the earth. But this is not the God that we meet in Abraham and Sarah. See, faith is responding to God's call into our future, calling all of us out of our comfort. So if you were hoping tonight to get a message of comfort, I apologize. But in fact, the message for tonight is, if you're comfortable, get ready. Because our God is a God who calls you out of that comfort. He calls you out of that comfort into this quest for goodness, believing in a promise that the status quo for you or anyone else is never as good as it gets. Because faith isn't a magic formula or a magic potion where it's all about me being blessed. It's about joining God in God's love for everyone. In our time, faith has become about believing a set of beliefs, following a creed, maybe a list of ideas or a list of things you should do and things that you shouldn't do. But here's the beautiful part about Abraham's story. Abraham and Sarah, they didn't have much in terms of rules. They didn't have rituals. You want a secret? They didn't have a Bible. They didn't have temples. They didn't have priests in the way that we understand them. They didn't have ceremonies. So faith in the time of Abraham was trusting God as they journeyed into what it meant to be people who receive blessing from God, but also then are called into blessing all other people through that blessing. And this is where I think this story teaches us about what it means to experience aliveness. For Abraham, this journey of faith wasn't about religion, but it was about being fully alive. I don't know about you, but part of what comfort brings over a period of time is a sense of monotony, a sense of doing the same thing the same way. Wake up every morning and go to bed the same way, and sometime in the midst of that day, we're like, is this all there is? And God's answer is a resounding no. It is never all that there is. This story tells us about aliveness, that true aliveness is when you receive blessings and you become a blessing to others. It's walking fully alive into the unknown with someone that you can trust. And the story of Abraham isn't just Abraham and Sarah's story. So the challenge comes. Are you ready to step off in trust? Are you ready to be challenged outside of your comfort, outside of our privilege? And are you ready to make the road as you walk it in trust with God and God's blessing? Are you ready to join Abraham and Sarah in leaving your comfort into the place of new adventure? Let's pray. God, I love being comfortable. I love my sweatpants and my sweatshirt on a comfy couch, watching my favorite TV show, doing exactly what I want without question. This morning, this evening, we come dangerously together asking you to lead us out of our places of comfort, to challenge us to walk into the unknown, to challenge us into receiving blessing, to truly receive all the gifts that you give us, but not to stop there, to allow those gifts to pour from us into all of the world, starting with our enemies, starting with those that are the most difficult for us to share them with. May you challenge us out of our complacency into trust, knowing that you've got this and that you called us to get it alongside you. In your name we pray. Amen.